Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord this evening. I was having a little trouble getting connected. I had to hang up twice to try to get reconnected, but to God be the glory. The enemy's working, but I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus, because he's not going to stop us from going on with thus saith the Lord. I give an honor to God tonight, thanking him for life, health, and strength. Thanking him for allowing me another opportunity to be on the program tonight. Thanking him for blessing me down through the week. My companion with a knee surgery, she's going through slowly but surely, and God's blessing her to get stronger each day. We're just thankful for everything, even though the struggles we go through, because we know who we call on, we know who has our best interests in their hands. And it's not us, it's the Lord Almighty. And when he's involved, everything will work out to a point that it'll be all right. So we're grateful. We say hello to the callers and the listeners. God bless you. Glad to have you here tonight. And we're going to go ahead and get started. First, we're going to have our prayer request, meeting everyone. We're going to remember the sick and the needy, all of our elderly, all of our loved ones, our families. Just continue to remember our communities, our children. So many people are shooting into parks, apartments, schools, and everything else. And we just want to pray the safety of each and every one, the graduates that just graduated. Pray that God blesses them to not get out and do anything to get themselves in a situation that after graduation they end up not seeing anything beyond. We pray for all of the graduates, all of our children, all of our ministry leaders. Our Bishop R.C. Bryant, do want to remember him in a special prayer tonight, his companion. Continue to remember Bishop Armstrong, the special prayer for him and his family. Our Deacon L. Armstrong, and Miss Margaret, I do see that your number's on tonight. We do want to remember a special prayer for you and your family, for what God is doing in and around your life. And we want to continue to remember our world leaders in prayer, and all of our military, for what they're doing to keep us safe and to be able to read our Bibles, to have freedom to the Word of God, as many countries don't have. We can be thankful for so much. And the things that we don't call out tonight, even the incarcerated, and the things that we don't call out tonight, God knows all about it. We're going to put it in his hands, because only he can change anything and everything that has to be changed in life. All power is in his hands, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we can just continue to have that hope and love that he give us deep down inside, of his love and mercy and grace to see us through. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, is that we come before you, Lord, humble as we know how, thanking you tonight, dear God, honoring you for who you are and what you do for us throughout our life, each and every day. We give you honor and praise, dear God, because without you, we're nothing. Without your Son, Jesus Christ, we're nothing. We can do nothing. We don't have the strength to be able to move our hands, our bodies, in the way that we should. We thank you for strengthening us in our bodies every day, the pains that we may go through and have, Lord. Bless us know, dear God, that we can call on you to ease the pains, to see us through. We ask that you bless each and every prayer request that's already been made, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to love one another, to pray for one another, pray for our saints and members in Christ Jesus. Continue to just pray for our leaders, Lord, in a special way, because, dear God, without them giving us what we need, feeding the people with God's word, where would they be? Some, Lord, wouldn't be able to hold on, and I know I couldn't make it without your word, without you, Lord. So help us to live a life worthy of your calling that you have given us, dear God, to live. Sometimes we get in situations in life, Lord, and sometimes we don't do everything in the right way. But, Lord, you still long suffering and give us an opportunity each and every day that we wake up, a new day of your love and mercy. Nothing good that we've done, but through and by your grace and mercy, Lord, you have continued to bless us along the way. You have given us opportunity to get things right in our lives, around and about, within our families and loved ones. Lord, we ask that you touch each and everybody tonight, dear God, that may be listening, that may call in. Continue to touch it, Lord, and strengthen it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to help us to stay in your word, get understanding, Lord. Continue, Lord, to share the good news to the people. A lot of people may not want to hear it, Lord, but as long as we do what you've given us to do and pass it on, then all we have to do is continue to love and pray and keep going, because that's all we can do, Lord. And it's in your hands to open up the hearts of the people to accept whatever you would have them to accept. Now we give all praise, glory, and honor to you, Lord, thanking you for the opportunity on this program once again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I want to say again, once again, praise the Lord, everyone. I was just going over a little something, and the thing is, it says the family knows best. Do family really know best? They should know, but do they know best? I have something that I want to read first, some scriptures, and then do a little reference around what it's saying. And then from that point on, we'll open up the mics, get some comments, things that somebody may want to say and everything. I'm going to be reading from, it's going to be Joshua chapter 7, verse 19 to 26. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. Verse 21 says, when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold and 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. 22 says, so Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. 23, and they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. 24 says, and Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan and the son of Zerah and the silver and the garment and the wage and the and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achron. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and buried them with fire and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. The last verse, 26, says, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the furnaces of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achron unto this day. And on this little, these Bible verses, it's just a little thing showing us within the family how God dealt with people back then in the Old Testament days, and how it comes to us today in a different way that we look at the situations in our lives, that he has made it better for us. Because back then, it messed up, the whole family was punished and paid for the situation, whether they knew anything about it or maybe they didn't know, but yet still, to teach the people and the nations how God dealt with people that dealt in sin back then. If the father messed up, the family paid for it. If the mother messed up, the family paid for it. If the son messed up and the rest of them was out there or whatever happened, the whole family had to suffer because of the sin that they had committed. But now that Jesus has came, God's Son has took all of this away for us to be able to have an opportunity to turn back to God. Back then, it was God, and what he said, he meant. And if he said he didn't do something, he'd strike them down, and that was it. There was no other chance for them to be able to make it. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this reference, and then we're going to talk about things within the family, how they would consider to think about how things was done back in the Old Testament days to the way things is done now, because if things was done now like it was then, maybe it would kind of open up some more understanding to the family before they did something. They would think more about it because they'd know what would happen. And back then, God didn't play. When he said something, he meant it. And that was just the final line, the final drawing. And that's the way he looked at things back then. But now, this says, why is the whole family, it says, why is the whole family punished for one man's sin? Okay, throughout the reading of the Old Testament, you can see that God not only punished the one who failed, he punished the whole family, etc., Achan's family. It is principle, it says, is this principle still working in someone if someone doesn't repent his sin and ask for forgiveness? Okay, the answer to that is, in the ancient of Achan's sin, we are reminded that sin is not simply something that infects the individual, but the family and the community. Back then, it not only affected the one that did it, it infected the family and the community, made them look bad. So God had to do something within the way of letting them see that he meant business. Western society is very much a culture of individualism. It is a culture where the success of the individual is almost always valued is, and when it comes to consequences, we always focus on the punishment of the individual rather than that of the community. But I recall a very difficult approach when I was in elementary school. And it lets us know when we was in elementary school, the thing was when one person in the class did something, they punished the whole class for it. If they couldn't find out who did it, everybody had to take responsibility in whatever happened. And the thing was, when everybody took responsibility, it let them see that the thing was then we had to take responsibility for what we did. And without what we did, you know, we would have to, you know, pay for it. It says, first of all, okay, the question was, when one suffers, we all suffer. And it says, is this principle still working if someone doesn't repent his sin and ask for forgiveness? The separate part of this question is much easier to answer, no and yes. First of all, the no. We need to remember that the punishment for sin is death, has already been dealt out. When Jesus received the punishment on the cross, furthermore, that punishment was rendered powerless, without sting, as Paul says, 1 Corinthians 15:55. Because Jesus rose from the dead, effectively conquering death forever. So when Jesus went to the cross, he paid that price. You don't have to worry about that situation of the whole family being punished, because every individual have their own way now, and they have the decisions to make for themselves within the family. It's not like that now simply because of what Jesus did on the cross. So God had a better plan for the people, even though in the Testament days it was different, because he was dealing directly through some of the prophets and the people, trying to get them to understand, to give the word and let the people know the way that he wanted them to live. And they rejected him. His own people, the Israelites, rejected what he had said and what he had did for them. Us today, even though we do the same thing, we have an advocate, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's fighting our battle every day, every moment, that we may have a chance. When he died on the cross and the curtain was rent from top to bottom, it opened up an opportunity for each and every individual to be turned back to God, to be reconciled with the Lord, to be able to go to God for themselves, not have to have someone to go in for them in the tabernacle or the Holy of the Holies and speak out and use an animal blood for their sacrifice for sin. We don't do all of that now because Christ has already paid the price and the penalty for every bit of it. And we have an opportunity to get it right now. That's why we continue to pray for our children and family. That's the reason why we continue to look to our family members to let them know that Jesus is the answer for everything that they may be going through. That's the reason why we have the love deep down inside that Christ has died and give us that love through his salvation in our lives. And that kind of love that we have now is nothing like the worldly love. It's completely different, you know, and we have to look at it to the point now when we let our families know, we have to be sincere with what we're saying, what we're praying, and sharing the gospel with our friends, our family, our surroundings. There's a lot of people don't know what to do, what to say. And the thing is, it's up to us as God's children. It's up to us as God's children to share the word with the people, to let them know that there's a better way, there's an opportunity for them. Christ made it possible through his death, burial, and resurrection that every man, woman, boy, or girl has a chance now for themselves. It's not like it was back then. So we're going to go with this right here, and that says, but that doesn't mean that God isn't still holy and just. Jesus' death on the cross didn't change God. It simply allowed us to approach him as righteous people. But look at the incident in Ananias and his wife Sapphira death. It says, instantly, when they lied about withholding money from the church, both husband and wife were compellable for the crime. So we cannot draw the conclusion that God still operates in the same way as he did with Achan and his family. Each of us is responsible for our own denial of or submission to God's will. But who of us in any family could say that our lives are completely aligned with God's will, or that we have never strayed from his ways? Thus, in the Old Testament, when the whole family suffered because of one person's sin, that doesn't mean that the innocent bystanders were not guilty. Each of us is guilty, but through the cross, Jesus Christ, we are made righteous and uncondemnable. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So through Jesus Christ, we all went through something. So it brought out how God punished people back then, Ananias and Sapphira. And then you had Achan, his family members, the way God punished them for lying and doing the things, the sin that they did. Back then, if you lied against the Holy Spirit, as so-called back then. Now, when you do, you got Christ fighting your battle, asking God to give you another opportunity, because it's an individual thing now. It's a heart thing now. It's not like it was back then when God said something. He's still letting us know. He's in charge. He's still holy. He's still faithful. He's still the God of love, peace, joy, happiness. But the thing is, if it wasn't for Jesus, those times and those days would still be in effect probably, because of all of the sin, all of the mess that's going on in the world today. It's just about like it was when you read about some of the Old Testament saints and things they was going through, and the things that was doing, and all kinds of mess and sin that evolved around it. So we have Christ today to thank for everything that we live for in Christ Jesus, to be able to have an opportunity at the tree of life throughout eternity that we can look to Jesus and say, thank you, Lord, for everything that you have given us the opportunity to be a part of, such a great salvation that if it wasn't for him, we would have no opportunity or no choice of life. God still works in mysterious ways. Certain people, they can go through and it comes a point in life and time that they have so many chances, and he sees that there's not going to be no change, then he might just call them on home, and that be it. And if you don't have your life set and right in order, you suffer eternal damnation, separated. And the thing is, you don't want that. You want to live a Christ-like life. You want to serve the Lord with all of your heart. Even though we're in this fleshly body and we're not going to exactly do everything, something may come about here and there sometimes, but we have that repentant spirit to ask the Lord to forgive and help us to get it right. And he's faithful and holy and righteous enough to do it for each and every individual if you're sincere from the heart. And that's what you're asking the Lord to do. We have to realize family means a lot, but sometimes family can hurt you more than anybody. Sometimes family can break you down to a point that you wouldn't think that you are family to someone because of the hurt that you get from them. So we have to remember our lives, the way we live, the way we went through and God protected and took care of us. And we have to realize that we can't be so hard on family that God can change something in their life for the better to be a help to them in some kind of way. He can do anything but fail. He can do the impossible in someone's life that you never thought that would make a change. So we have to be patient, sincere from the heart, continue to pray, continue to encourage the best that we can, and put it in the Lord's hands. Because when it all comes down to the end of it, he's the only one that can do anything about it anyway. We just share the goodness of the Lord that he has given us in our lives to share with someone, to let them know that Jesus loves them and we love them too. But we can't do a whole lot more past what we give them because it takes the Lord to do the rest. We just have to do our part. We have to not only do our part when we're sharing it, we have to be first partaker of what we're sharing with them, that they may see something in our lives Christ-like, that we're living what we say and what we're giving them. And if we're living it, they're going to see it. They're going to recognize it. And the thing is, they'll either want part of it or they won't. But it don't mean that we have to stop living it because they don't want it. Because what God has given us, we keep it, we live with it, we continue to get better with it, trust in him, all hope and praise to him that we hold on and continue on this journey no matter what. That's the thing that we have to do. So I'm going to open up the mics and take some comments and everything.
I am so happy to know.
Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing today, this evening?
I'm fine. You good doing good?
Doing good. Doing good and well. Glad that you are.
I'm fabulous. I am absolutely fabulous.
Praise the Lord. That's a blessing.
Oh, yes, it is.
I see you getting stronger and stronger every day on those Facebook posts I've been looking at.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord is doing wonders. I tell you, there's nothing like the Lord.
Yes, you're right about that. There's nothing like them. But, yeah, we're just putting it out there a little bit, how family, how important family is, and how God worked in the Old Testament days with family and how he's working today in family. And we're living by that grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to where we can go to God for ourselves, each and every individual. The thing they have now that the Old Testament saints didn't have, they can go to the Lord for themselves. Back then,
amen,
when God spoke to the people, that was it. Now we have Christ in between as an advocate for us, that we can pray for ourselves, we can talk to the Lord for ourselves. And back then, they had to go through the prophets and other people and things like that to request from the Lord things that they was disobedient about when they got shook up and they heard the voice of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And everything. They wanted someone to speak for them, someone to stand up for them. We can stand up for ourselves,
yes,
because God has given us his Son through his Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come to the throne of God for ourselves and don't have to worry about it and call on him. We have that opportunity. And we have to let our families know it, our surroundings know it, everyone we come in contact with, just to share it with each and every one.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I'm so happy that we can go to God for ourselves, and we don't have to be accounted for by anybody else. So we're living God for ourselves, and we don't have to worry about nobody else. Because I tell you,
true,
this day, I sure don't want to die for nobody.
No, no. I want to have that individual opportunity for myself as he's given us. I know,
amen,
back then my mama used to say, she said, I want all my children to be saved. She said, but if I go to heaven, said, I can't carry you with me. Said, you got to live this for yourself. And you got to be,
uh-huh,
she said, if I could carry all my children with me, she said, I would. She said, because I want to see you saved. She said, but I can't. Said, so you got to do this for yourself.
Uh-huh.
That we have to live,
yeah,
and
that's
do.
Where our free will come in.
You know.
And
that's right.
Yeah.
Give us our own free will, and we can't complain about anyone else, because it's up to us and no one else when it comes to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I agree wholeheartedly. People are so evil. I mean, today, you can't look at a person and know what they are, because they are completely different than what they're showing you. And then some of them are not. Because some
That's
of
right.
them are even just evil, and some are pretending to be good, and they're evil.
That's right. That's like one of the preachers was saying on TV Sunday. I was looking at Pastor Tony, Dr. Tony Evans. He said you have fake people, and said you have real people. He said the thing is about the fake people, so they can look good on the outside, but the inside is not right. He said they can pray for it outside and make people think that they're right. Said, but when you got legitimate, real people, said it shows from the inside out. Said, but when you look at the fake people from the outside in, you can find out sooner or later who's real and who's not. Said, because when God pulls the covers back on them, it's going to show. So I want to be real at all times. I might not get everything right the way I should, but I still want to live that life and be real and have that repentant heart to make sure that I get it right with the Lord and keep on going and trusting him to carry me through.
Oh, yes. I agree with you on that one. I'm with you on that one, because all I want to do is what's pleasing in the sight of the Lord. To be pleasing
so
to him
true.
Is the best.
So true. So you want to give us a praise update report?
Well, there's a couple of things. It's not like a praise report. It's one of the devil trying to hurt me. My blood pressure went from 100 over 64 down to 90 over 60. It dropped real low, and I couldn't do the sitting up like I used to do.
Mm. The enemy don't want to see you doing good. The enemy sees all the good that God is doing for you, and he wants to bring it down. He don't want you to give God that glory, honor, and praise.
No, but I still do.
But we're going to continue to be praying, rebuking the enemy, because God's already working, and he never stops. Just because we have a little bit of a setback don't mean that we're going to continue to be back. Because he'll strengthen you and put you right back up there where you need to be.
Yes, he will. I'm going to tell you, I trust him above all things.
Bless us. Yes. Yes, keep on going. Keep on going, because God knows, and he's going to put you right there where you want to be, because he knows that you are living and doing the will. And the enemy is always, when somebody's coming to the situation to where God is blessing them so much, he's always got to dip and dive into something to try to give you a setback. But we're not claiming that setback. Now, we know God has already giving you that movement that you've been moving with, and he's going to bless you to go forward. I believe it.
Yes, he's going to. He said he wanted, he's going to do it. And he's doing it right
now.
That's
right. He will do it. He's true and honest and faithful to his word. And I believe every bit of it that he said, that he, every promise that I know that he's promised, I believe every bit of it, because he's worked some miracles in my life. He's brought me through many situations. He's messed around things that sometimes I had lost a little faith in because of the setback. He has brought me through and let me see to keep my head up. Stop looking around with your head down, because I'm still with you. I'm still right along with you. Never left you, never leave you. I might walk away, but he's not going to walk away. So I have to keep my hand in his hand, keep focused on him. Even sometimes when we get on that problem so bad and we get that focus on the problem and it seems like it's so bad to overcome, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit start dealing with you and let you know you need to have your focus on the Lord. And as soon as you turn that focus on the Lord, things start to look up and get better. So that's what
we have to do.
Our focus has to always stay with him, because he is our source of life. He is our source of strength. He's our main force for anything that we need. Everything else is a resource, but he is the source of the need, the help, whatever it may be. We can look to him for it.
Brother, I see you online.
I seen him on there. The brother, see if he had anything he might want to share with us.
Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. God is good, and it's
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. He's just taking us through. I related to some people that I have this prostate cancer, and I told them, I said, well, the Spirit of God told me I'm healed. So it's not that I'm going to run around here stressing and this and that, and, oh, you know, because I heard so many stories about you have cancer, you lose your hair, you lose weight, you get kind of ugly in the face, you don't want to do nothing, you're not yourself, really not yourself, but the only real issues I've had is with the medication. And, you know, we have to understand, even though even though the doctors are put here for us, we have to understand that our bodies were not made to take this medication. It does not heal us. It keeps the symptoms under subjection. And
it just prolongs everything.
Yeah, that's why it stretches it out to keep you on the medicine. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I found taking the medication after praying over the medication, and then taking the medication, God will reveal to you what you can do, not necessarily take that medication. I had been put on, acid reflux medication, right? The doc said, you have acid reflux. And I'm wondering, you know, where did that come from? And you know, I realized that acid reflux, it comes from the food that you eat. So by me taking my diet, I didn't have to take acid reflux medication.
Yeah.
And it's just like the cholesterol medication. We have to stop and take control of ourselves and not let ourselves just go. And whatever feels good, you know, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I like that. No, we need to stop and think twice. The way of the world now is chaotic. That we see and that we don't even see. Because, you know, we have the food companies and the drug companies. And the one thing real quick I'll say, the pork company. China has bought a lot of those companies up in this country.
Yeah.
And I don't, they changed their way of doing things, but the process was to raise the pigs here, and the companies and the companies raise the pigs, ship them to China to get processed, and ship them back. And you know, and I got to thinking, I said, why would they want to do that? You know, that makes no sense. If you got a company, you know, you buy a company in Canada, why would you? Why would you thing get done in that country at that company instead of shipping your stuff all over the place and then shipping it back where it comes from to sell it? Now there's something wrong with this stuff here, and and see, the enemy, he has gotten into the minds of men, CEOs and COOs, and it's all about money. It's all about money. And we have to be careful not to keep getting stuff that we used to eat and the stuff that we like. We need to pray over stuff, you know, and ask God to lead and guide us, because that is the key to our health. You know, making a proper decision, not by what we like or what tastes good, because, you know, they come up with these tastes, these chemicals that taste like certain things, but it's not. It is a chemical that tastes like things. And then until you got air sprayed, it smells like something that it's not. So, you know, we just have to be careful and pray over everything. Everything.
Yes,
pray
we do.
Pray for our neighbors on every side. Like I said, the world is so chaotic. We don't know who's next. We just don't know. We went to a funeral Saturday. She was a very good friend. Her husband passed years ago. One of her sons passed years ago. And that particular son, he was helping in the baptism that day at the church, and I got baptized. And he was the one to help out, but he's gone. And now the mother's gone. So the family left to their own devices. And I believe everybody is 40, in the 40s, maybe 40s or less. And we try to instill in them that they have to put God in their life. You know, we don't want to see any people wasted by going with the way of the world. And doing things that they think are right, but the enemy gets into your head. And if you can't handle it, you got a problem. And we're not strong enough to fight the enemy, you know. But the war is in the mind. We have to stop and think. clear ourselves of all that stuff we got packed up there, because it's of no good to us. We may think it's knowledge, but it's not doing us a bit of good, but taking up space from the Word of God, you know. And I just want to pass that along.
One thing about it, we have to put God first in everything. It don't matter what it may be.
Yes, sir.
We have to keep him first, put him first, and continue to pray for each other, pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and continue to pray for all of our leadership in Christ, our surroundings, because we don't know what we're facing day in and day out. We don't know what we're going to come in contact day in and day out. Our family go out and come back in. We don't know what they may be facing. You know, so many people's going through situations nowadays, you don't really know what someone's going through until you talk to someone. And when you talk to them and they kind of open up a little bit, then you find out certain things that, you know, sometimes you get so caught up on yourself, what you're going through, and you're not realizing that there's somebody else going through too. So we have to put all of our situations in the Lord's hands and ask him to help us through whatever it may be that we're going through, that we may be able to help someone else that they're going through. We might not know what they're going through, but a word of encouragement to them could help them when they are going through. So that's why we got to keep our focus on the Lord, that we may be able to encourage someone else. And they look and they say, well, I really needed that because it helped me for what I'm going through. Well, do you know, when God's people come together and they're encouraging one another, praying for one another, showing love for one another, it makes a difference. Because that means we can go out and we can help someone else that may not be a child of God. But it may be going through something and need a good one to help them go through.
Yeah.
So we have to keep that focus at all times. And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's not easy. It's easier for some people than it is others. But no matter how it goes, long as we keep that focus, we're led by the Holy Spirit to do and say what thus saith the Lord, that's how we make it. And we continue to look to him to see us through. We have another caller on 729-2248. Would you have anything you would like to say?
Elder Hayes, welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Greetings, brother.
Yes, sir. Greetings.
Greetings, sir. And talking about prayer a little bit tonight. And one of the most important things, our conversation with God about things that concern tonight in the life of other folks, too. And I read in the book of Colossians, chapter number 4, verse 2, said, continue in prayer. And watching the same and with thanksgiving. So we got to persevere in our prayer life, and we got to be have alert mind and a grateful heart. So when we seek the Lord, the Bible says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forever. So when we seek the Lord with our whole heart, the Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, body, strength, whatever. And we got to give all ourselves. I'm about to give all of myself to God. And then when we really surrender everything to him, we die to self, and self-righteousness, and self-confidence, and self-reliance, and self-ambition, and self-glory. Because God gets the glory and our self-righteousness. God gets all the glory.
Amen.
And we the spotlight should be on God and not on us. But
that's
living in there through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, our light going to shine, and that light in us going to draw people onto us because God is living through us, and it will attract them. Some of them know that you have been with God. That's what when the people in John at the Sanhedrin court, they said, these are unlearned men. But
that's what
they recognize that they have been with God, with Jesus. When we get with him in prayer, somebody going to see it and feel what we speak. He said when he said there was spirit and there was life. Our words should be spirit and life to those within and those without. When we speak
on
the anointing, the function of the Spirit of God, somebody gonna know the difference. Somebody goes, somebody said, no man that has spoken like this man before. We never heard anybody speak like Jesus spoke before, and we ought to be the same Jesus that the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Right. If we got a mind to live right and live holy, we gonna do that. And the Bible says, and by their fruits you shall know them. Amen. We gonna bear some fruit.
Amen.
Amen. And somebody say amen back in there?
Yeah.
We gonna bear some fruit.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Let us stay with it, regardless of the circumstances of life, regardless of what we have to go through. Amen. We got to stay with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we
do. We went through a whole lot of things. He worshiped all the pain, the suffering, all his great loss that he had. He worshiped. He sat down and he worshiped God. And we got to be like Job. We got to worship him.
We got
to go through and pray. And ask God to help us. What he's going to do that anyway? He said, behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. So I don't have to worry about him being with me. He's going to be there.
Amen.
So
praise God. Yes, sir. Yes,
y'all pray for me. I'm saved tonight, y'all. And I'm saved if I'm
with
you.
We all praying for you.
Praise
the Lord.
We continue to all of our
leaders and loved ones. And each other, we have to continue throughout, no matter what.
That's right.
Lift them up as well as everybody else, because, like I said before, the leaders are going through things that they don't say anything about because they're looking over the congregation, they're overseeing the church and doing the things they have to go through. But they're human too. They're going through things just like anybody else. But they're still doing God's will, God's work, holding on to God's hand, not letting go, giving it to the people, the good news the way it should be given. So when we fail to not pray for them, then we already sinning. We're not doing what the Word of God says. Because it lets us know that we have to continue to pray for one another.
That's right.
We have to continue to have that love, show that love, and show that appreciation for one another.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. And we have to live that Christ-like life that someone may see. The things that we do, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we act. Because people's watching you. No matter how you feel, you might not see it, but people's watching you. They're watching the lives live. They're watching the way you act, the way you talk, and they look and they say, well, there's got to be something different about that person because they have Christ in their life, and they know you have Christ in your life by the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't have to go out there with nothing wrote on your back saying, I'm a Christ child. All you have to do is live it and be about the Lord's business. Serving and doing his will, and it will show in your life that you're living. People will see it, and they'll know. That's the way I want it to be. Every day of my life, that's the way I want it to be. And I'm going to live it. No matter what people say, I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'm going to keep praying for you and loving you. Don't matter if a person don't like me. That's fine. Jesus loves me, and that's enough for me. He loves me.
That's like the topic I had on my program on Thursday. Am I my brother's keeper? I am. No matter who it is.
That's right. We have to be there for each other.
We need that next person in line. We need that next person, whether we know it or not.
That's right. Everybody needs an encouraging word.
Amen.
Everybody needs something to look to. Jesus is the one to look to, and we're the ones to give that encouraging word to let them know about Jesus, to whereas they have an opportunity just like everyone else.
We are all different persons
when it comes to the Lord, that we have to live this for ourselves.
Yes, right.
But we have to share it with everyone we can.
Thank you.
With love behind it.
That's right.
Once again, I appreciate all the callers. Love each and every one of you. May God bless you. And everyone have a blessed rest of the night and a blessed rest of the week. Shalom.
You too.
Until Saturday evening.
Shalom.
8 o'clock.
Shalom.
Will, I'll be back again.
Shalom.
Glory be to God. Shalom.